this particular business and introduce them to my clients and suppliers, subcontractors, and that kind of thing. But that is much easier than starting from scratch with somebody who's just coming in with some money and saying, oh yeah, I'd like to own a pool construction company. It's not easy. So that one we had under contract probably within a month of having the engagement. And it took several months to get to closing, but it all worked out. And I would say that was an easy one, and partly because we had buyer and seller both committed to it and both wanted the deal to work.
Welcome back to the Apex Business Advisors Podcast. A little pep in my step today, a little joy in my voice. Joined once again by the man of the hour, president of Apex, Doug Hubler. Doug, welcome back. Happy to have you back. I mean, don't get me wrong, thank you to all of our guests that sat in. Really enjoyed those conversations with those guys, but this just, despite the room temperature being slightly cool for my taste, and the fact that I requested 38 brown M&Ms. I am super excited to have you back. Welcome back to your show.
I can't wait to get started on this because it's, you know, the old time I was in Slovenia, biking through the mountains.
Yeah.
All I could think about was I want to get back to the podcast.
I got to get back
I'm
to
missing the podcast. Yes.
I'm missing the podcast and all the drama that is around my office.
Right. It didn't fall apart, yeah. Which is really good.
Nobody can take this from you. I thought about doing this, and then I was like, I cannot do this justice. So one of the things that have piled up in your absence, we've had a lot of closings.
Right.
So, you know, as again, it's funny, you go out of town, a lot of closings happen.
Right.
Been a little dry the last couple weeks with you back around.
Is there a message here?
You're going out of town again.
You know what's
weird? More closings scheduled.
We schedule these vacations because we don't know, right, when things are going to close. I actually, one of my deals closed when I was on vacation. So you prep your client for that. They understand because it happens to everybody. We have sellers and buyers that go out of town as we're trying to close deals. And we were like, why are you going on vacation?
Yeah.
You've got a deal closing next week.
Well, you know? I planned this 6 months ago.
Right. You just never know how it's going to work. So fortunately, you all stepped up, made it happen, kept it going.
What I thought we would actually do today, and I wanted to tell a brief story from the IBBA conference. One of the workshop sessions that I think you really would have enjoyed was called Dealing with Difficult People.
Oh, really? Okay.
So speaking of that
would have been a good one.
Let's talk about these closings.
I think they have that workshop every year, and we go to it every year.
Every year somebody attends it.
Because we need a refresher.
They're like, you know what? I need to learn how to deal with difficult people because...
Right. It's kind of there's a lot of psychology in what we do. There's working with emotional people, sometimes people who are inexperienced, maybe it's a family member, and we do have a case, you know, a family member who was working on a closing, and she had no experience with the business, and so the broker on that deal, Chuck, had to really work to get the deal to closing, kind of fighting all along. So
yeah, as we were looking through this list and you were, that's an easy one.
No.
My memory goes back to what was talked about in our Tuesday morning meeting. And I think the sports analogy that I gave you that you love so much was you look back at the end of a season of a team that won a championship and you're like, oh, what an easy season. They won this many games and they only lost this many and they won a championship. What an easy season. None of them are easy.
Right.
Every one of them takes work. Every one of them takes effort. Every one of them can fall apart at any moment. And, you know, if there's not somebody there kind of keeping it inside the inside the barricades, inside the guardrails there, these things can easily fall apart. So,
Going along with that, you don't know all the things that go on behind the scenes before the game, right?
Yeah.
I mean, week in, week out. all the work, the injuries, the replacements, you know, everything that happens, that all we're seeing is the game, right? So that's kind of what happens with us. There's so much that goes on. There are some of these deals that took over a year to get to the closing table. So you think about how long we work. We were talking earlier about how many hours it takes to work on these deals, how many conversations you have with buyers and sellers, and it accumulates into a massive number. So yeah, when you think easy, it's not easy.
So I started tracking number of conversations, number of phone calls, email responses.
Mm-hmm.
And over that 6 months, like, it will easily be around 500 points of contact, whether it's a text, a phone call, an email with a client, with a buyer. Now, each one of those points of contact has maybe 20, 30 minutes of work on average. Sure, some of them are a two-second response to an email, and some of them might require an hour and a half conversation. You know, and that's the work that goes into getting what is now just a line on a spreadsheet. It's almost a miracle that any of these actually ever get to the closing line.
Right.
And I know we can't really share specifics. Are there any on there that you can share specifics, whether the client's gone public with it or the seller's gone public or they've...
The ones that we could probably talk about, I know that there was one that was recently closed and they made an announcement on LinkedIn, so that was American Legacy Construction. That was Jake Kvasnica's deal, and that was a long-term project, and we finally got a good strategic looking at that and was able to see the opportunity in that deal. That one closed last week. That was one of those that was tough going all along just because of the personalities in the deal. But working with strategic, sometimes they're used to working, and this company's actually bought quite a few of these types of businesses. So they're used to working with sellers, and they know what's the roadblocks and the emotions that go along with it. And so they're really good at working through that. And fortunately, that worked out.
When you talk about the personality conflicts and things like that, was that broker to seller? Was that seller and buyer? Or was it an internal sellers having some challenges?
I think it was more internal. And then I think it was emotional with the main owner, just understanding kind of where they were at and what this was meaning, because it's life-changing. And was he really wanting it? Was he ready for it? And so I think with Jay, kind of working through that, like, okay, what are your goals? Remember, we talked about your goals and what your partner wants and that kind of thing. So it wasn't necessarily a personality conflict so much, but as just of realizing where you're at, the seller, in the process. This is really happening. Do I really want to sell? And sometimes they kind of back off, come back out, and, you know, it's kind of back and forth a little bit. So, and that's where it's important to have a great buyer too on the deal that can understand those ups and downs.
What has been eye-opening to me doing this work is that you have these people that are incredibly capable, incredibly competent, you know, near genius level in a certain field. Now you take them out of that field and you put them into this environment and the stress. I think I've told a story about on my questionnaire, hey, what keeps you up at night about the business? And the guy's like, absolutely nothing. You know, when I set that alarm, nothing keeps me up. And about 3 months later, he's like, this has kept me up at night. I fret over this. I worry over this. I stress over this. This keeps me up.
Yeah.
The sale keeps me up. You know, is this buyer going to go through? Is this buyer going to back out? Am I getting a good deal?
Business?
Is this? Do I really want to do this? Does my wife really want me home all the time? Do I really want to be home with my wife all the time? Like,
right.
We get along really well while I'm gone 10 hours a day.
Right. It's worked for us
now,
for 30 years.
Now we're going to be together all the time, and I don't know if I really want to do that.
Right. So it may end up being a good buyer for us in a couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, right. So what else
we had several strategic buyers on our deals. So we had an engineering business. We had a large staffing business in town. And the one that I closed was a pool construction company here in town, and had done very well over 20, 30 years. And trying to find the right buyer for that business, it just came, Jay Kovaznica was the broker on the deal with me, and he brought a buyer and that he'd worked with in the past, and the buyer and his wife were just a perfect fit for this business. Their background, they were in a similar business, they understood it, they understood contracting, they understood building and remodeling and all those different kinds of things. And so the business didn't scare them at all. And for the seller to see, this is going to be a great fit for my employees, for my staff. I'm not going to have to train somebody from scratch. They get it. So it's really going to be more of, I'm going to consult with them on this particular business and introduce them to my clients and suppliers, subcontractors, and that kind of thing. But that is much easier than starting from scratch with somebody who's just coming in with some money and saying, oh yeah, I'd like to own a pool construction company. It's not easy. So that one we had under contract probably within a month of having the engagement. And it took several months to get to closing, but it all worked out. And I would say that was an easy one, and partly because we had buyer and seller both committed to it and both wanted the deal to work.
You mentioned there were some easy ones, so obviously there were some tough ones. Is there anything mm-hmm. specific you can get into with some of the tougher closings?
Well, I think one of them has your name on it. I don't know if you want to talk about it, Andy, and I know you're kind of ahead of me on minutes, but there was a tough one.
I think we might save that one for down the road.
Okay.
I think
you're
that entire...
You're still too emotionally...
Well, I think that entire deal may just be a case study for down the road. I think that specific to, there's a lot of tough ones on there.
Yeah.
And I did have one that it was actually one of those things where it was easy until it wasn't.
Yeah.
It was easy until it wasn't, and then literally everything was a fight. Everyone was an enemy. Everyone was, mm-hmm. Out to screw somebody and get one over, and it was simply, not the case.
Right,
but
right.
That was the perception.
That was the feeling.
And so it's kind of like, this person is now the enemy. This person's now the enemy. This person's now the enemy. This person's now the enemy. And it's kind of like, okay, well, I'm glad I haven't been your enemy. Oh, wait.
And
you
those are
now.
Hard. Those are hard for us to work through because, we go into these things developing trust and a pretty strong relationship with the parties going into it. So when it gets to that stage, it's hard on us emotionally. The stress level for us gets really high.
Yeah.
And, lost sleep and that kind of thing. There was another deal here that was kind of unusual. This doesn't happen very often because we had brokers in the office bought a business. And it was a FedEx business. We had it in the engagement for a while. It had several buyers looking at it. Nothing ever came through. And we had a couple of guys here that thought, hey, this could be a good deal for us. And one of the brokers is off operating that business full time.
We've got a desk open.
So we've got a desk open, and we're looking for brokers. So that one, I think, wasn't difficult except for just going through the process required by FedEx and the bank. And certain things when you're dealing with a large company like that, the hoops that they have to jump through.
Well, similar to how we talked about where, I'm looking at a list over there that you've got that's a couple pages deep
mm-hmm.
of closings.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting hearing their experience going through the lending process and going through the approval process. The things that we just have literally as a line item.
Mm-hmm.
Go get your bank approval.
Right.
Go get your bank application.
Uh-huh.
That bank application has about 12 different steps to it, and it requires about 15 different documents. And... So when we're talking about like, well, why aren't you through underwriting yet?
Yeah.
You should be faster. Or our sellers are like, this is taking forever. Well,
right.
It's a line item on a project plan, so to speak.
Yeah.
But the intricacies and the tasks involved with that and the level of effort and and sometimes you have to go find specific paperwork or something like that to submit.
And this is actually
takes time.
Double it because we had two buyers, right? So each one of them has to go through that process. They both have to be analyzed by the bank, you know, so it does take extra work. Great buyers, right? But they had to go through these steps, and they understood the process from being a broker. So, but when you actually have to go through it yourself, you learn a lot. Just yeah. like when I took over this business 13 years ago, I went through the same thing, and dealing with the attorneys, dealing with the bank, and all those kinds of things. You see another side of the business that way. So
you'd mentioned that was a couple of brokers in the office that had bought the business. How many of those, have you had in your career here as the owner of Apex and then working?
That's probably about five times that's happened, five or six times over 22 years.
So about once every 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
It pops up. It's pretty infrequent, so I'm sure right. you remember all of the...
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, one of those things where we often will look at a deal and go, man, that's a great business. I'd love to buy that. But we also, it always comes down to, I like what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I really appreciate that business, and it's got a great track record, they've got great employees, et cetera, et cetera. But when it comes down to it, usually the brokers look at it and go, I just like doing what I do. I'm going to keep doing this. And so we typically will pass up on the good businesses. We see them, but we also want to pass it off to somebody who's really going to put their heart and soul into it.
Any of those deals jump out as just being extraordinary for one reason or another? I know sometimes when you get them every week and we clap for people in our Tuesday meeting, you mm-hmm. know, it's an acknowledgement of what went into it. You know, obviously certain people live the experience, and
yeah.
you hear more than we do about them. You get you're going to need new carpet in your office soon with the trail of people going in there. But
yeah.
Was there any that jumped out as, you know, just extraordinary or just exceptional, either good or bad? I was kind of thinking more from a good perspective, but.
Well, I mean, gosh, when you look at when they actually get to closing, even the tough ones, you go, okay, there's a lot of work into that. We had some frustrations, but we got it to closing, and people walked away happy. And I would say that in every case, even though in the one that you worked on, that buyer and seller still walked away happy that the deal got done. And so that's a win for us. I think the one that Chuck worked on where the actual owner just didn't have the mental capacity to do the deal, and people had to, you know, had attorneys and the wife working on it to get it done. That was really tough and took a lot of hand-holding to get it done. And I think what they really worked on were some tax advantage planning, you know, on that. So that was a big win. And the one that Jay did, it was a good-sized deal. It's not always the size that are like, oh, that was a great deal because it was a big one. But this was a great one because we'd had it for quite a while. It was a tough deal to get done, and we found that right strategic buyer to take it over. And getting that deal to closing, and it was, you know, last-minute changes, too, on that one to get it to closing. But everybody came together. Everybody knew what they needed to do, and at the last week, I think it was the last week where they're like, okay, we're going to go ahead and go through with this deal. So,
yeah, it's so funny how so many of them are seemingly done, and then there's something at the 11th hour, or right. you're like, this thing's falling apart, and then at the 11th hour it comes together. Oftentimes these things are kind of like the A-Team TV show. I love it when a plan comes together, mm-hmm. right? Like there's all this chaos around everything,
right.
and then at the end the plan just perfectly comes together.
Right.
There was a couple on there, and I know we didn't talk in detail, but there was a couple on there where we got them to closing, and we weren't the first broker to have that deal. You know, it came from another firm, or another broker wasn't able to get it taken care of. Do you take any, right. you know, when you get a sale or a closing like that, do you take any extra pride in knowing that we were able to accomplish something that wasn't done, or do you just chalk it up
Sometimes, I mean, I think we've got a deal right now that we're working on where we know they'd tried selling twice before. They'd worked through two other brokers, and we're the third, and we're starting to understand why the other two brokers didn't get the deal closed. But you don't know that going in.
Well, any last-minute thoughts on the closings that were that
I'm
you didn't
glad
get a
you
chance
were able to
talk?
Get it done while I was out of town.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't stop. And this is what we tell business owners. You know, you want to get to a point where you're not afraid to take a vacation, that things aren't going to fall apart. You've got people, you've got quality team that everybody's got the same goal, and the business continues and is successful, and you can take some time off because everybody needs it.
Well, I allowed myself one email to you while you were gone, and I used it wisely.
I did respond, right?
Yeah, you responded, okay. And I was actually, I think that it's interesting when somebody's in Europe and you respond during your work. You send them an email during your work day, and you're like, I'm not going to hear. Oh, wait, it's 8 o'clock at night over there.
Right,
well, of course.
Right.
They're probably not doing much, or they're, you know, kind of recouping from the day. Who bothered you the most while you're on vacation? Go ahead, name names.
I don't really want to get into that. You
Doug,
know, this is a public forum.
It's just you
this
and me.
Is really,
it's just you and me here. Right. Nobody's listening. Just name
right.
names. Welcome back. Glad to have you back.
Thank you.
I look forward to picking up right where we left off. So as always, we will send everybody out to our website, kcapex.com. The blogs continued. The podcast continued. We even brought on a new broker kind of while you were gone and started right after. So forward to getting his information up there.
We'll have to interview him soon, right?
I did mention that we do have an open desk because you keep selling businesses to brokers. So still looking for great people to join our team. Check out kcapex.com. That's where you're going to find business listings, information on what it's like to be a buyer, what it's like to be a seller. A lot of good stuff out there. Get to know Apex before you call us. You know, that's why we put that stuff out there. We want people to feel like they know who we are and what we are, and so that first conversation is a little bit more comfortable. So if you are looking at buying or selling a business, we got you, fam.